talking today with the, of course, National Advisor, National FFA Organization, Larry Case. Larry, you've been in this role for quite a few years now, right?
Yeah, I've been in it. This is my 26th convention, so be finishing up 26 years in May of 2010.
Wow. As we think about the state of the organization right now, it's changed quite a bit since 25, 26 years ago.
Oh, yes, it sure has. Well, basically, we have the same basic principles of developing kids, you know, providing them leadership opportunities and helping them to grow as an individual and prepare for careers. But what we've done that's really different is changing the technical content of the program to where we're hopefully a little closer and close to what's really going on in the agricultural sector. And we define agriculture in the broadest sense, and I like to say it's moving food from the soil to the consumer's stomach. So all those jobs in between those two points are what these kids are what these kids see as opportunities and what we attempt to introduce them to and to use that as a context for our teaching. And as I said, we provide them then the opportunities for leadership development, personal growth, and preparing for a career.
Now, when you started 25 years ago, 26 years ago, it was Kansas City, then Louisville, now Indianapolis. Of course, going back to Louisville eventually. But we've not only had the venues change, but these conventions have changed rather dramatically, too.
Well, they sure have. And the technology is just amazing to me, the kinds of things that that we can do now. We had a few laser shows in Kansas City, but nothing to the degree what we have today. And, my goodness, you know, you sit in that auditorium and you know, the sound equipment and so forth. It's just amazing to me of that particular dimension. And that way we can really put on what I call a full-fledged production. And as you know, TV ready, because they RFD TV broadcast live from our convention, and we really appreciate their help.
Of course, the other element that is so important and so popular with your FFA members all across the country is the career show, a trade show of sorts.
Oh, yes, and we have a sellout crowd this year relative to the career show, and there's just tons of career opportunities for them to look at and try to understand through this display and visiting with the representatives in those. And we have the university systems and some community colleges and other organizations that come, and it just is truly a wonderful event. We also have a lot of leadership workshops for the kids to attend, and also what we call career success tours, where they go out and actually see different businesses and try to make connections with what they're learning and what they might want to do in the future.
Do you feel that ag education as it is today, as it stands today, is it in healthy? Is it in good shape?
Yeah, it is. We continue to grow slightly. We have plans to figure out ways of making it grow even more. We're working on some additional curriculum materials that have a little different approach to teaching and has all the components of a successful program, including teacher training and technical support. And assessments today are critically important for accountability reasons, as well as some certification for various jobs and occupations. And what we want to do with those is take them to the city, take them to the urban areas and that type thing. We think that there seems to be an awakening to me about the importance of food safety, environmental concerns, fuels, a lot broader even than it was 25 years ago. And the science behind that is a context for the kids learning science and applying science and business principles. And I'd like to say the science, business, and technology of the agricultural industry, which certainly includes a lot of what I call city jobs, you know.
Right. I know that, of course, USDA seems like they have a very big emphasis right now on urban agriculture, on local food production, these type of things. That kind of goes hand in hand with some of the things you've done with these urban chapters.
Yes, that's correct, and I think we can do more. We don't have any specific plans at this point, but I certainly see a lot of possibilities of helping with developing small business enterprises through the agricultural education programs within the schools, and it's been going on for now over 80 years, you know, and we should know what we're doing in that area. So if we can get a student, for example, in an urban area to take on, say, a city block of land and teach them how to garden and how to do business and understand the technology, that's growing food right at home. And I think there's some real possibilities there. And so I hope we can partner effectively with USDA to get that to happen.
Going back to the kids, mm-hmm. the young men and ladies here, you told them just a few moments ago on stage, I'm proud of you.
You bet. And I mean every word of that. That's been my signature line on the speeches the last few years. But it is not just a speech. It is truly what I believe. I am so proud of these kids. And I do believe in them. I've seen them perform. And they just knock you away, you know. I mean, just blow you away relative to their kindness and appreciation for others and the ability to pick up and learn and to support each other, and it's just amazing to me. I really am proud of them.